Welcome to the Edinburgh Cider View, portion 15. My name's Neil Caldwell. I have with me James Cocker, a.k.a. IT.
Good evening.
It's festival time, IT.
It is indeed.
Are you feeling festival?
I suppose so.
Yeah, good stuff. Although we missed the Real Ale and Cider Festival.
Yeah, that was a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, which was a faux pas.
Mm, next year.
It's been a month since we've reviewed your fridge.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a time. I blame you for being ill.
Ill, holidays, etc.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you plucked out your fridge this week?
Well, we've got four numbers this time around.
Or four ciders.
Yes. So we can start with Frank. This cider is Frank. Called Frank.
Right.
Which we'll come to.
Where's Frank from?
Frank is from Flat Cap Beers in Penzance.
Penzance is in Cornwall.
It is indeed. We also have Pure North Original Cider.
Right.
That I picked up in the Lake District, but that's actually from Holmesforth.
Where's that?
Holmesforth, even. I don't know. It's like somewhere down in England. We have a cider here from 146 Cider Company called The Medium One. My dad picked this up from a National Trust property, I think, down his way.
Is that Hampshire, that says?
And it's from Hampshire. And then lastly, we have a bottle of Headless Man that I believe your mate, Bob, picked up from the Bristol Cider Shop, I believe. And it, yeah, is from Ross on Wye. Where's that? Down south again. So three very different ciders. We've never had any ciders.
Four very different ciders.
Sorry, four. Can't count. We've never had any ciders from any of these companies before.
No.
So it shall be interesting to try.
No theme here. Just plucked out what we fancy.
Just very different ones.
Right. So driest first, what we're going for. Headless Man?
Oh yeah, it is driest first. Yes. Let's crack open this Headless Man. Now this one I've had sitting in my back room for a while now, and I've been very intrigued by it. Because literally the label that's stuck on the front of it looks like it was printed out on a home printer and slapped onto a bottle. So what we got here?
This is a Bristol Cider Shop one.
It is from the Bristol Cider Shop, yeah. So it's relatively clear.
It smells like a harvest.
Ooh. Oh, I like that. Hold on. Is that meant to be dry?
It's a little bit dry.
Ooh.
You're a fan.
It's still. I'm a fan.
Good cider.
Oh, I like that.
The thing is, because we haven't had a podcast for a while, I don't know how much real cider you've been drinking in the intervening period, but do you think we're going to appreciate them more today?
Possibly. I have, actually. My cider senses are changing.
Cider senses?
My cider senses
Your
are...
taste buds.
Well, I've decided that I now prefer Henny's Dry to Henny's Vintage. Because we didn't rate Henny's Dry that great, and then Henny's Vintage we did like.
You didn't.
I got a couple of bottles of the Dry the other day, and yeah, I want to get some more. It's good stuff.
So you're saying you're now as dry as me?
Well, possibly. So this Headless Man is great. I want more.
It's a little bit dry at the end, but it's not a lingering.
It reminds me of something.
Yeah, it reminds me of something too, but I can't remember what.
Cider of some kind.
I want to say Sheppy's.
Nah. No, I like this.
It's quite sweet at the start. In fact, it reminds me a little bit of French cider in the way that, not French cider, but maybe Breton cider, that sweet at the start, dry at the end.
Yeah.
But it's not, I wouldn't say it's very similar to Breton cider, but it has something similar, has a similar dancing all over you there.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
A similar dance to Breton cider. That's a good title for the podcast.
No, cider dances. Yep, I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8?
Yep.
I'm happy with that. Yep, 8.
Cool.
There we go.
Off to a good start.
Yeah, it was a good start. And we agreed. We've been agreeing a lot in the last couple of shows, I think.
Well, it's got to be a good thing.
Well, I'm not so sure it is.
Right, next is the medium one from 146 Cider Company.
Are we sure this is drier than the other two?
This, well, is medium. Well, we don't know the other two. The Frank and the Pure North don't really say what they are, so we're taking a bit of a gamble.
So we're guessing sweet. Why do we guess? Why do we err on the side of sweet?
I don't know.
What, are you guessing that they're not real cider, but they're...
Possibly. They are got the more of the modern labels compared to the other two.
Okay.
So let's crack this one open.
It's first one we've had from Hampshire, I think.
Possibly.
It's got a best before date on it.
Well, surely all the ciders do somewhere.
Do they?
This one says 17th of April 2014. This one says, I don't know.
Have I just never noticed that before?
I don't know. It's probably just clear, anyway, let's clearer try than the others.
Our first so Hampshire cider called 146, the medium one.
I think this is cloudy, by the looks of things.
It is cloudy. Pale and cloudy. Very pale.
And it doesn't look that fizzy.
No, it's still completely... It's got a bit of sediment in it as well.
Still a cloudy one.
Oh, God, it stinks.
Ooh. Does smell a bit. Right, let's give it a go. Interesting.
It's not bad.
It's different.
In the sense that it's not bad. As in, it's not a bad thing. I'm not quite sure if I like it yet or not.
It's, yeah, it's very different for a dry cider. I'm trying to...
It's not drier. It's not... The first one was sweeter than that.
Yes.
In the sweet to dry scale in the conventional sense.
It was, yes. The first one was medium dry. This one does
It really does stink. That medium. Puts me off the whole thing.
I know. Do you know what? It reminds me of that... What was that French perry stuff that we said smelled like?
Oh, yeah, that was disgusting.
It's got a hint of that to it, but...
But it doesn't taste anywhere near as bad as that.
No, no. Yeah, fortunate.
This is probably a grower. We should probably take our time here.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's still that I like... It's not got masses of flavour.
There'll be some people that absolutely love this.
Mm.
If that's the medium one, God knows what the dry one's
I've
like.
We've got the dry one as well.
Have you?
Yeah, my dad brought us the dry one as well, so we can try that in a future show.
Well, isn't there one boy on Twitter that we've been in conversations with, and that really dry one that we weren't too much of a fan of, and it was his favourite one? He'd probably love this one.
Yeah. Well, it's not... It doesn't have any strong... taste, or certainly aftertaste. Once you get over the initial smell of it, it's actually quite drinkable.
See, the way I felt before my cider taste buds became more attuned to real cider, the way I felt about Sheppy's before my cider taste buds were more attuned, that's the way I feel about this now.
Okay.
So at some point in the next year or so, I might like this, but right now, not a fan of it.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. And I'm aware I'm saying my favourite word again, but this one, I think...
There's something I like about it, but I don't like the taste of it yet.
I know what you mean. A strange one. Oh, well, it'll be interesting.
But I'm quite enjoying drinking it. It's quite easy to drink in a way.
Yeah, it is drinkable.
Like, we've actually hammered quite a few of them.
I mean, partly because it's still, and also it doesn't have that much of a strong aftertaste to it.
No.
So, those two...
It's quite tangy in a way as well.
Yeah. Those two elements do make it more drinkable. So it will be interesting to see what the dry one is like.
It almost reminds me of the taste of a flat lager, in a way.
Okay.
So say you're not a massive fan of cider, but you like lager, or maybe a pale ale, something like that.
Because
it's got a kind of bitterness to it. Not an overly intense bitterness. It is different. Different is the right word for this. Maybe all Hampshire ciders like this.
Well, maybe.
How much Hampshire cider is there?
We'll have to try some more if it does exist.
All right. I'm going to sit in the fence with 6.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot about grading. Sitting on the fence with 6. What would I give it? I'd have to go for thinking about what I've given 6 to in the past, a 5.5.
You're giving it a 5.5, which gives it 5.75.
That's a bit low.
It is a bit. I think you've been a touch harsh, but we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there.
Thanks, though, Dad. Appreciated.
Well, I quite liked it. And it's good to have different ciders, because sometimes you can get into a sort of rut of getting ciders at about 7 or 8, and they're all kind of real cider, medium dry from Somerset.
So, yeah, true.
So now we've got something very different. Okay.
So, on to Pure North or Frank?
We'll go for Frank, because that's been... There's a wee story about Frank, because me and you both found Frank independently, I think before a month or two ago, and then we both brought it out for the last show.
Yes.
And then we realised we both had it.
Yes, and we both bought it from the same store.
And it had been sitting in our respective fridges for about 3 weeks beforehand or something. And then we didn't have it for the last show, so I went and took my own bottle home, and I still haven't drank it. because I wasn't allowed to, because I had to wait to the show.
Because I told you not to try it until we tried it in the show.
So I want to finally have some Frank.
Let's give it a try. Now, this bottle, it's quite a modern-looking label. There has been some decent design gone into it, which occasionally kind of makes me a wee bit dubious that it's going to be more of a...
First Cornish cider we've had in the show.
Real, is it?
I think so, yeah. We've had Cornish cider before, but not in the show.
Okay. So this is from Fat Cap Beers.
Is it?
Penzance.
Doesn't look real.
Tis fizzy.
Looks a bit gimmicky.
Well, that's what I was just saying about the label. It's
got a picture of Frank in the bottle.
Yeah, with a flat cap on.
Yeah, and a mustache. Yeah, and a red cap.
Anyway, let's give it a sip. Ooh,
I like that.
Oh, now that's another different one.
That's good.
Yeah, that's more. It's more not amazing.
It's not amazing.
It's more interesting than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah, I was expecting this to be boring.
Ooh, what is that tang it's got to it?
It's more, it's like cider with sherbet added. But in a nice way.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
It's not got the thing that we've grown to like about real cider. When it's still, and it's full bodied, and it kind of hits you, and it hits you, but it's got subtlety. It's not like that.
It's quite light.
It's more of a sort of cheap, let's be harsh, a cheaper American-style flavour to it. I don't mean American cider, I mean American-style...
I know what you mean.
Like punch-you-in-the-face flavour.
I know what you mean. I don't know whether it's just the sparklingness of it that's kind of giving it that, but...
It's like sweet champagne, almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet, cheap champagne. But we quite like it.
I can see that. I reckon it's the Cornish water.
You think it's the Cornish water?
Yeah.
Is that what it says in the bottle?
Oh, apparently it's a secret blend of apples, Cornish water, sugar and yeast.
As an old cider.
Well, not Cornish water.
It's water, isn't it? Anyway, good cider. Good cider. I don't know. They say it's craft. In a way, it's a bit like Thistley Cross, I think, probably this. Because I doubt it's real cider. It meets the real cider definition. It just, there's something a bit artificial about it. But it's nice and it's probably crafted specifically to taste like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I sound like I'm talking out with my own knowledge sphere, but I'm gonna give that a. In some ways, I feel like it deserves more. If I was grading it by specific categories, I would grade it high on uniqueness, but low on real ciderness and things like that. But I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
Okay, that's higher than I was expecting.
What are you giving it? Just grade it on how you like it. Don't grade it on preconceptions, but don't let's get drawn into.
No. I was going. I mean, it is nice.
Whilst we like things about real cider, we're not confined by those definitions. This is a good craft cider, which is it's got artificialness about it, but it's different. It's unique and it's nice.
I was going to go for about 6.5.
6.5.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong with that.
It's an opinion. I can't be wrong.
I know it's opinion, right? But it's better than that, purely in the terms that it's quite unique. I think you're turning into a bit of a cider snob. or you feel like you want to turn into him. Yeah.
No, because it's definitely, while yes, it's nice and it is different, it's not something that, irrespective of what it is and what it isn't, taste-wise, I would stick to something... Like the Headless Man, or like your Dunkertons, way more over this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This just, it doesn't have that authentic taste.
I kind of see what you mean. I think maybe I was giving it slightly high because it's different. I'll go with 7. Okay. I'll go with 7. Right?
So that's a 6.75.
6.75.
Okay.
Right, okay. You've persuaded me. That's probably the first time in the history of the show.
On to...
Cider number 4.
Cider number 4, yes.
So why since we've done 4 ciders,
I think,
in one show?
Did we do 4 in like the first show and then we toned it down a bit before?
We did
a bit
of 6.
So, Pure North Original Cider. Very modern looking, kind of slick black label. I picked this up in a shop in the Lake District, a little shop, and this was the only cider that it sold in there.
Did you discuss it with the proprietor?
No, I didn't. I just decided to buy a couple of bottles and... See, so it'll be very interesting to see how this goes down after we've had a very nice traditional one, an interesting traditional one, a interesting different possibly less traditional one.
And crafted near cider country or kind of cider.
Yeah,
country.
So this is...
See, this is the thing. Is Cornwall cider country? It's southwest, but it's the most southwesternly
true.
Part of England.
True.
But is it cider country? I don't know.
We'll have to go and check it out. So this one's a bit darker.
Anyway, pure north cider from the Lake District.
To our flank?
This looks like... what you'd call average cider colour.
Yeah.
Would we call that?
Yeah.
Slightly tan coloured, moderately fizzy. I'm not expecting much.
Well, no, that's unfair. Smells. That's unfair because Dunkin's looks similar. So let's see how it goes.
That's good. That's a good cider.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it. It's good.
To be honest, yes. With the label being so modern, as I was saying earlier, I was expecting it to...
It tastes like a Dunkin's.
...to be a bit more industrial. But yes, I agree. It's it does.
It's not... I mean, Dunkin's is better.
I'm glad I got two bottles of Dunkin's.
It's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. See, I think if that... It's one of those ones that's... It's not mass-produced. See, it is actually... It looks... I'm now reading the label for the first time. It looks, given the definition that it's... Even if it's not real cider, it's like the principles of real cider.
Okay.
You know, there's even a debate on Twitter about the real cider definition that Camera uses wrong in terms of pasteurization.
Yeah, yeah.
This has got, in the sense that this is pure, it's free from chemicals, etc.
Yeah.
Now, granted, because it's fizzy, it's not a scrumpy style cider, but I think it's got the principles of real cider. It may well even be real cider, but just because it's fizzy and it's translucent.
It has the taste of good cider.
It's real. I think it probably is real cider. It's pure cider anyway. There we go. It's pure cider.
So it's from West Yorkshire.
It even calls itself pure cider.
West Yorkshire.
West Yorkshire.
Yep. Holmfirth.
We've had Yorkshire cider on the show before. This is definitely...
I think we have, yeah.
This is definitely good.
Oh, well. So that was an interesting... Oh, no, hold on. We haven't rated this one yet.
Yeah, this is definitely... It's up there. On the basis that we gave... Good Dunkerton's ones an 8. I'm going to give it an 8.
I was thinking 8 as well.
That's a good cider. Yep.
Cool.
Pleased with that one.
Cool.
Pleased with that one.
So an interesting 4 ciders all around.
Yeah, I'm glad we had... are we going to put our themed cider shows behind us now and just pluck out whatever we've got in the fridge?
We'll see. Because it's always good to be able to compare similar ciders.
But I like what we've got here.
But yeah, no, I like the completely random range of... ciders that we've never seen before ever.
And the best news is we've got 4 bottles to finish off for the rest of the show. Which was a strategic plus point from our point of
was
view.
Was it? Well, I'll have this one and this one, and you can have those two.
No, I should apologise. Actually, I didn't bring any cider back from Ireland.
Yes, but yeah, they had, nice trip to Ireland.
I did, yeah, but they had. And they had some good real cider. Even the local Cork real cider was nice, called Smithwick's, I think.
Yeah.
It was nice, but I couldn't bring any back because I was ill at the end of the trip.
Excuses. Next time.
I will do. I'll definitely go back. If anyone's in Cork.
All right. Send us cider.
Send us Smithwick's. And the other one.
Smithwick's.
There was another real cider, less common than Smithwick's. But Smithwick's a bit like Thistle Cross to Edinburgh.
Okay.
Smithwick's to Cork, that kind of
right,
thing.
Right, I see.
So.
Okay.
But it was a good trip.
Cool.
Anyway, that's about my trip. And cider news. Yeah.
Cider news. No cider news this week, because nothing much as interest has happened in the last month
well,
or so.
Well, one thing did happen in the last month.
What, the festival that we missed?
Yeah. I've already mentioned it in the show, though, haven't I?
Yes.
But I didn't find out about it until late. And you weren't around that weekend.
No, I was away. So...
And unfortunately, had something like 12 real ciders on.
Mm.
Including Walk Mills, which we've been trying to source.
We have been trying
since
to
start started
down.
The show.
Yeah, true.
Walk Mill cider, if you're listening, which I think you have intermittently, please send us cider.
Please do, because we would love to try it. We've heard lots of good things.
But we're going to be biased against any Scottish cider.
Well, yes, that's true as well.
Whatever happened to that other Eden's Temptation?
I don't know. They've gone a bit quiet. They were just be bottling what at the start of, end of January or something.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what happened.
Well, I spoke to her at the Stockbridge Food Festival.
Ah, yes.
And she said they were not producing it yet.
Coming soon.
I had some of the beer, though. Beer was quite nice.
Okay.
Pretty expensive for what it was right off, but it was good. Anyway, that's
so.
I've provided the cider news.
Yes. So,
on
no
more
cider
than
news
that we missed.
And no quiz this week, but I thought I'd take a wee bit of a gamble.
Are you introducing a new feature?
And
that we have not discussed
a new experimental feature.
Right.
That I'm guessing Neil's not going to be too happy about.
Well, I'll reserve judgment. I might not agree to it, though. What's the new feature?
Right, finish up what you're drinking, and I'll tell you.
Well, I have to finish.
Yeah, you do.
In order for the feature
yeah,
to start.
Do. Yeah, yeah, you do. So, this is mystery cider.
Mystery cider.
Yep.
All right.
In this bag here, I have got a bottle of cider that I'm going to pour out. And you're going to try.
Right. Is that a cider that I've had before?
And this might be a cider that we've had before on the show, that maybe we liked, maybe we didn't like, maybe we've never had it. Maybe you've had it outside the show. You'll have to wait and see. So
I've
I
got
want
to guess
you
the cider.
To, well, not necessarily guess, I'm not expecting you to guess it, but I want you to try it and give your thoughts. And if we've had it before on the show, we can see if either things have changed.
All right. Okay.
And it'll just be interesting to get your thoughts on this particular one.
I like the feature. I wish it had been cleared with me beforehand.
Well, I thought it'd be more entertaining if it was a surprise.
All right, good.
So, let's crack open this cider without trying to give away what it is, and let's pour you out some.
You've used the Marks and Spencer's bag to cover the whole bottle.
So there's a chunk of cider. I'm actually going to have some too.
It's very fizzy. And it's probably... You've had this in the fridge as well. Have you had it in the fridge wrapped in the Marks
yes,
and Spencer's
I have had
bag?
It in the fridge wrapped in the Marks and Spencer's bag.
Is the Marks and Spencer's bag a clue?
It might be. It might not be. It
doesn't smell familiar.
Okay.
But that means it doesn't smell like something that has had a distinctive smell that we've had in the show.
Okay.
Because if I'm honest, I don't smell every single cider I have out with the show.
Yes, true, true. You'd look a bit odd sniffing around your pint in the pub. He's tried it. What's his thoughts? He's not sure.
We've not had that in the show.
Tell me what you're thinking. What are you thinking? Speak.
Well, my taste buds have now had four ciders, right?
Yeah.
Isn't... Hold on. That's Frank.
Interesting.
Is that Frank?
No, it's not Frank.
It tastes like Frank.
Okay.
Ah.
What?
That's...
What's giving it away?
That's a cheapo one. Is that a Magners or a Boomers or something?
What makes you think that?
I don't know. I'm confused now.
You've gone from Frank, one which you kind of liked, and now you're...
Well, I liked Frank, but I recognised it wasn't... It was a bit cheap in some ways, right?
Okay. He's confused.
I am confused. Have I had this before, right? Can I just ask that?
Possibly. Do you like it?
In some ways, yeah, right?
Okay.
In some ways.
Okay.
But, see, I think this feature...
What don't you like about it?
This feature will need heavy editing.
Speak your mind.
Excuse me.
What are you thinking about this cider?
It reminds me of Frank.
Okay.
But I think my taste buds have been distorted by having four ciders already.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I think even if it was a cheap cider, I would think higher of it because my taste buds have had good cider afterwards. Right, don't tell me yet. Give me clues.
I'm not. I'm just preparing the big reveal, so to speak. Give you clues. What kind of clues?
Have I had it before?
I don't think so.
Have I had it? Well, I haven't. So we haven't had it in the show?
No.
So...
Right.
I'm not... So the fact that it reminds me of Frank, I'm not... That was my first instinct. It was like Frank. So I'm expecting something maybe Cornish, but Frank was quite unique in itself.
Okay.
I'm guessing something that's not necessarily real.
Okay.
I'm guessing something that... I've got an idea what it might be, actually.
Go on.
Is it Jaggy Thistle?
Right, I'm now going to reveal the cider. And for the listeners, the cider that Neil was tasting then and questioned whether it was Jaggy Thistle, Peter Stewart from Thistle Cross, I hope you're listening, was Carling British Cider.
Okay, so any credibility that I had gained over the course of 50 shows has now been shot to pieces. It's not actually that bad. No, I was getting all over the place.
You
right?
were all over the place. You were going from...
My first instinct
you did
wasn't
say...
too bad, right? Because, like, let's be honest, right? Let's leave outside all the second-guessing myself, right? We have to go in first instincts here. So let's edit out all the shite that I said.
Oh, no, we're not doing any editing.
No, we have to. Because there is something similar to between Frank and Carling.
Yeah, agreed.
So this is, I've just tasted Carling British cider for the first time. And to be honest, I'm shocked that I'm saying this. It's better than Bulmers, Magners, and Copperberg.
Okay.
And I cannot believe I'm saying this.
What about Somersby?
It was really bad. Like, it was cheap and nasty.
I'll give you that one next week for the mystery cider.
All right. I quite like the idea of mystery cider as a feature. I think I wish I'd known what was coming, because...
No, I think that worked well. It could have gone two ways, that feature. Either you could have tasted a sip and said, oh, that's something crap like Carling or Somersby.
My first instinct was, it's going to be something like a Bulmers or Magners.
Yeah.
But I couldn't place... I knew it wasn't Magners because it wasn't dry enough. And I knew it wasn't Bulmers because it wasn't bland enough. So I knew it had to be... So then I was thrown. I thought, if you tried to trick me by giving me the same thing that I've already tried before in the show... Because if I couldn't get to that, because it did taste like Frank to me.
Yeah.
Did you not think that?
No, when I was drinking the Frank, that's what I was thinking.
Is that why you gave Frank a low mark?
I wasn't thinking specifically of the Carling when I was drinking Frank, but I was thinking more of the Somersby, that kind of genre of cider. I was getting that taste from it. The taste that just didn't taste real, but still tasted like a nice enough drink.
See... You've tricked me in a few levels here, right?
Yeah, because sorry.
You told me that we were never going to do a cheap, mass market, completely non-real. Do you know what I mean? You said we're never going to do a cider like that again.
Yeah.
After we did the summer.
But we didn't do a review of it. This was a new feature, so it doesn't count.
So this isn't going in the league table. To be honest,
it's not.
It's actually not that bad.
Damn, that's point. Forget you've discovered what it is now. What mark would you have given it? And don't worry, it won't go in the league table. But forget the reveal. Because I meant to ask you, what grade would you have given it?
It's actually okay. Carling's British cider.
Because this is the one that, if listeners remember, a few weeks back in the news...
It's more
unveiled, like, that they had, like, what was it, 20% British apples or something.
Well, remember I slagged off. You did a news item about some cider competition where this was given high marks, and I said, well, this calls into question the credibility of the judges.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But to be honest, this is actually quite good.
When you're blind tasting it.
What do you think of it? Do you not agree?
Yeah.
Do you not think that is better than Bulmers?
Yes.
Better than Magners. Magners maybe has its own distinctive.
It's got more flavour in a way, but I mean that's. It's an interesting one because this is probably as unreal as cider.
It tastes more like apples, right? It's like it is like fizzy, real apple juice in some ways, even though it's. I think they've almost artificially created a good cider.
We need to be careful here because we might lose all our real cider listeners.
No, but we're catering to many audiences.
I know we are. So
this is far better than Strongbow, far better than Bulmers, definitely better than your Swedish nonsense ones, right? And better than Magners. Of all your cheap shit, that's the best one.
Okay.
That's my view now.
Yes, fair enough.
Now, you've thrown me here. You've thrown me with this new feature and thrusting this upon me. I vowed never to have that, but in some ways I'm glad that I had.
Good. Good. Oh well, an interesting interesting result of our new mystery cider feature, which may all...
Carling lager is disgusting, isn't it? I mean, it's the worst lager possible. But they've done okay. I mean, the thing is, right, if you are Carling, right, you're producing shit beer on a mass market basis. You're feeding people this stuff that they don't care what they're drinking. You'd think that the cider would be even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse than Strongbow, right? But yet they've actually produced something that's okay.
I
don't understand why they've done that.
But I think what they've done, and I remember, I think when this first came out, I'm sure I read reference to like people voting this the best out of the likes of Bulmers, Magnus, Strongbow, etc., right? And that's what they were kind of aiming for. They said that they kept tweaking it until people liked it over those. Now, by tweaking it, they're pretty much just injecting flavours into it, I'd imagine. So it's... artificially made up a drink. But so
if of you... artificial ciders, it's the closest to being good.
Okay.
I mean, I previously of that genre of cheap and nasty, or let's call it mass market. What's the best word for what we're describing now? Your Bulmers, Magnus.
Industrial ciders.
Industrial cider. Very good description. Of your industrial ciders, this is taken over Bulmers as the best of the industrials.
Okay. I'm still actually yet to see this in any pubs.
Yeah.
I've seen it in supermarkets, but no pubs. So I think, yeah, if I was in a pub and they didn't have any decent cider and they had their Magnus Bulbans and stuff.
Well, fair enough. You've thrown me with your feature, but
make do with one of these.
You've done well. You've done well. It's remarkably similar to Frank.
I'm going to try some Frank now. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Because that was the one thing when I was tasting Frank that, yeah, I was concerned about. Is that it was tasting nice, but a bit too artificially.
I'm going to try some Frank as well.
The Frank is nicer.
We're now just freestyling this show.
Yeah.
We've introduced a new feature. We're just talking nonsense. Maybe that's the way the show should go. Forget features. Let's just do what we want.
We could try a completely ad-lib show. Well, not that we use a script at all. But we at least plan some structure.
I do one bit of preparation, which I can do on the bus on the way around.
Yeah, you choose a single word from a list. Yeah, portion. What was all that about?
Portion? What's wrong with portion? It's even got a cider reference to it.
Well, sort of. It's more of a food reference, but fair enough. Okay.
Frank is slightly better.
So,
but
on that bombshell.
That's proper thrown me. do you know what I'm really interested in? And I genuinely want, because we do have a few real cider fans that listen to us, right? I genuinely want them to try, and it'll be hard for them, to buy one bottle of this, try it, and tell us what they think. Because it's not as bad as you'd think. The thing is, I don't know if the hardcore folks would have even tried Bulmers or Magnus lately. We'd probably avoid at all costs.
True.
But
I think it's still obvious that it's an industrial cider.
Well, that was my first thinking anyway when I tried it.
Yeah.
But, right, we've talked long enough.
Yes,
about it.
We have. Let's move on.
Are we doing any pub reviews? Well, we don't have a pub review to do in Edinburgh, specifically because... we haven't seen each other for a month.
True.
We haven't been out in Edinburgh for a month. But we're going out this weekend, so next show we'll have something more official.
Hopefully.
But we've got... Well, so what else have we got in the cider map? The Edinburgh Cider Map, which is on ciderview.com. What else have we got in there that we've not talked about in the show? Got the Mash Tun pub, I think.
Yeah, you've been to the Mash Tun. That had quite a selection of Mini Western stuff, but I haven't been there.
Yeah, it was your standard... There's probably a few pubs you've got in... Edinburgh now, and probably most cities around the UK as well, where you've got the kind of full Henry Weston's range. And it's a nice little pub, actually. I was in there before the Hibs Kilmarnock game, so I was kind of hiding my colours.
I see.
As a Kilmarnock fan,
yes.
Round the corner from Easter Road.
Yes, that wouldn't have gone
But it was actually okay. So even though I was in the away end that night, I felt comfortable. So... Of all the high B's pubs in Edinburgh, that's the safest for an away fan who likes cider to go to. In fact, if you're an away fan going to Easter Road when your team is playing Hibs, go to this pub. I don't know how many people in Scotland that qualifies for, but...
And if you like cider.
And it's got the full Henry Weston's range from what I remember. Anything else that I've forgotten?
I had a quick flick through our map before the show, but I think we've pretty much covered all, because we just have not come across anything else worth mentioning in Edinburgh recently.
We'll be honest, we've been to the main areas of Edinburgh. There's probably specific pubs that we've missed, and if there are any more, please let us know.
Yeah, I mean, we need more places like the Jolly Judge, which rotates some decent cider.
Jolly Judge is a fantastic pub. I've been there a few times since we went there.
Yeah.
Purely because you know you're going to get a new real cider that you've not had before. Big fan of the Jolly Judge.
Yeah, keep doing what they're doing.
In fact, do you want to go, because we're going to go out for the... Me and IT thought we'd do a proper cider view hunt this weekend to get some pubs under the belt.
Yeah.
Talk about it in the next show, but also it's festival time in Edinburgh. It's a good time to go out.
True.
So, but we'll maybe just go to the Jolly Judge and talk to the Jolly Judge again.
See where it goes from there.
I mean, at least you can rely on the Jolly Judge for good cider.
True, true. But equally, if you're listening and you know of any pubs that we have not covered that are not on our map that do good cider, or any areas that you'd like us to survey for decent cider, do let us know because we will check them out.
And how would they contact us, IT?
They can get in touch on Twitter at CiderView, or they can email us theorchard@ciderview.com.
Theorchard@ciderview.com.
That is the email address.
Do you know what I remember about the? I've just remembered about the first few shows that we did.
Oh dear, go on.
Where we used to have four or more ciders to start.
Yeah.
You know what happened at the end of those shows?
Oh, Neil got wasted.
Yeah. You know. See how we've got five open bottles here.
We do. Yeah.
There might be something.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Anyway.
Right, so before you start falling onto the floor and falling asleep, I think we don't really have anything more worth mentioning on the pub side of things.
No. That 1.46 is growing on me.
Okay.
That medium one.
Let me try some more. So are we going to move on to Let's Branch Out?
Well, that's for me to tell.
Yeah, I know, but you're dilly-dallying about ciders that we've had.
Yeah, well, Let's Branch Out. We're branching out now. We're branching out with something that I bought about 6 months ago when I was in Glasgow. And I bought on the way back home, on the way to the train. I was 20 minutes. So I thought I'd go into Odd Bins, look for some cider. And at that point, we're struggling for branches out. And I think we're now at that point again, which is why we're having what we're about to have, which is a...
Waggle Dance.
Waggle Dance.
It is beer brewed with honey. So as a non-beer drinker... my initial thoughts are that this is just going to taste like a beer with a hint of honey, and I'm not going to be that.
And not only that, the definition, the criteria for our Let's Branch Out are drinks that are not cider, not beer, not wine, not spirit, but which cider drinkers might enjoy. Alcoholic drinks, thereof. This may, given the fact it's got beer in the title.
Well, as I've said all along, if we were to stick strictly to that definition, we wouldn't be able to try any drinks. But I think it should be more, they're not standard beer, not standard spirits, not standard...
Yeah, because we've had beer with real raspberries in it.
And we've had Melville wine, like honey wine, and we've had...
Aye.
So,
we've had
different.
Half Calvados, half apple juice.
It should be, in my mind, it's drinks that cider drinkers might have instead of cider.
Yeah, maybe from now on we just do drinkers that cider... drinkers? We do drinks that cider drinkers might enjoy. Alcoholic drinks that cider drinkers might enjoy.
Right,
we're not going to start doing Ribena or something in the show.
Ribena and vodka. But was that a wee bit?
Oh, I forgot. I should have poured this at an angle because it's
a beer.
Essentially
a
beer.
It has a head. More of a head than... Now, I'm expecting not to be a great fan of this because I don't do beer. I'm expecting this.
You say you don't do beer. Before you drink it, do you still not do beer at all when you're out?
The one time I do beer / lager.
It's when there's no cider.
Possibly. And generally that only time is when I'm in a place like Pizza Express, where they don't do any cider, and I'll have like a Peroni. That's the only time I'll go near any beer or lager.
But you'll pick a relatively good lager. Well, let's say a good lager.
Is it? I don't know.
Peroni's it's better than like Tennent's.
Well, yeah.
Carlsberg, that kind of thing.
But they don't do that in those places anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't do beer. So let's give this a sip and let's see what a cider drinker thinks. Okay, as a non-beer drinker, I just taste like beer. I can't taste any honey. What does a beer drinker think?
Just tastes like beer. It's quite nice. It's like maybe a fraction sweeter. Not even. You can sort of maybe smell something honey. This is the wrong drink for our podcast.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time we've failed in the sense that we've brought a drink that it doesn't even closely fit our criteria, really. This is just a flavoured beer.
This is just a beer with, if I'm taking Neil's word for it, a very, very slight hint of honey. But I just like the name, Waggle Dance.
It's a nice beer. It's a nice enough beer.
By Wells and Youngs.
It's one of those nice kind of like beers that's got sort of subtle notes at the end. The one that beer podcasts, I'm sure, would wax lyrical about.
Okay.
Or have stuff to say about.
Mm.
But this is not... We failed on this occasion, IT.
Yeah, we have. If you like beer, try it. If you don't like beer, don't go near it.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a failure. Do we have any Let's Branch Out in the pipeline?
I don't know. I think we're running out. Please, send us your Let's Branch Out ideas. So
as well as sending us cider and suggesting pubs, please, now is the time again. 6 months down the line, we're now struggling for branching out.
Yes, we may have to. If we don't come up with any more Let's Branch Out, we may have to permanently replace Let's Branch Out with Mystery Cider.
With Mystery Cider. I quite like Mystery Cider. I'd be happier knowing that Mystery Cider was coming along as a feature.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
I think that's our first abject failure in the podcast.
Mm.
But I'm okay with it.
No, I mean, I was expecting... I
actually quite like it as a drink. It's okay.
Like, I didn't have very high expectations.
Quite nice, wait, let's talk a little bit. It's quite a nice drink, right?
Well, no, right. Personally, I was expecting it to be like... Tastes like beer, but with a hint of honey. But to me, it just tastes like beer. So it's even worse than what I was expecting, which wasn't that great.
To me, it tastes like an interesting beer.
Okay.
Like, it's nicer than your average beer. It doesn't strike me of honey. It's not overly sweet or anything like that. It's just like one of those sort of interesting real ales. You don't mind, I've just almost cleaned that out.
That's all right. You can finish that up, and I'll finish up the Pure North and the Headless Man.
No, I don't.
And you can have the Carling, yeah? Okay.
Well, that would not too fast. Anyway, that was Let's Branch Out. Abject failure. Correspondence. Have we had any correspondence lately?
Nothing massively worth of note.
Apart from we've made contact with an Australian rival cider podcast. Now, I've been communicating with them specifically.
Okay.
Because I'd listened to a few of their shows. I think after three or four of our shows.
Okay.
I'd listened to a few of their shows, and I was a bit worried. I thought, there's another cider podcast in the market. I thought this was our original idea, and then it was like, and then I realised they'd actually started theirs just before ours.
Right.
And I thought, shit. We're not the only ones that have had this amazing idea. And then, but I thought, forget it. They're in Australia, we're in Scotland, who cares?
Yes. I mean, as if they have any decent cider in Australia anyway.
Yeah. I listened to the show last week or week ago just to see what they were up to. And it's actually quite a good show. It's evolved into. They've got a little 20-minute show.
Okay.
Very Australian, very radio-y with, what do you call it, with jingles and such.
Yeah, well, yeah, we should probably have jingles, but...
Yeah, we should, but we're an amateur, high-class amateur.
We're a traditional cider podcast.
Traditional cider podcast.
That doesn't do any of this modern malarkey.
If you were to draw a parallel between our podcast and the cider world... You'd say we're the kind of cider that sits in granddad's airing cupboard for a year.
I like what you did there. I like what you did
there. We're the real hardcore scrumpy of the cider podcasting world.
Whereas they're all the marketing Strongbow and Carling and Magnus.
They're up there with your... They're up there with...
We'll probably be in a bit harsh.
No, they're more like Carling British cider with a kangaroo in the front of it.
Well, if there's anything like we like Foster's. But Foster's out there beer... Well, apparently, I'm saying this from a non-beer, non-lager drinker. Anyway, they'll probably love Carling cider.
Yeah, we've sidetracked a bit because I'm pissed. But they... What was I going to say about them? I listened to their show again. And it was quite good. It was actually quite good as a radio show, right? And then... So I made contact with them on Twitter. They were on Twitter, so I spoke to them. And they said they'd actually mentioned us in one of their shows.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So then I listened to their show, which referenced us. And guess what they resorted to?
Oh, I can guess. They didn't do the accent thing, did they?
They did. They did the accent thing.
I bet they mentioned haggis.
They did mention haggis. They mentioned, have you got haggis in your fridge? In the shittest Scottish accent you can possibly imagine.
Ooh, haggis cider.
Haggis cider. Yeah, let's do haggis cider.
Anyway.
Wonder if the Aussies will get some kangaroo-flavoured cider.
Yeah.
Tying down next to the barbecue.
With like a tang of koala.
Yeah.
And wallaby.
Yeah.
And all those other Australian animals.
And they're shit at rugby and cricket and everything else. Can't even rely on them to beat England anymore. Anyway, right, that's
so no, we
in all seriousness, we actually like their show and
I have to say I haven't listened. I try and stay out of listening to other cider podcasts because I want ours to stay unique. I don't want to be accidentally
I listen to two or three of their shows recently, and it's quite a good show. It's very different to ours, right? Okay. It's a good show. Okay. So listen, in fact, listen to Cider House Rules, it's called.
Okay.
With, I can't remember their names. But it's good. It's quite a good show. Very different to ours. Ours is more focused on cider. If anything, and I say this hesitantly, we know more about cider.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Even though we're not experts.
We're certainly not experts.
Do you think we're experts
they,
now?
Neither are they. Believe me, they, neither are they. Different to ours, but we're both good shows.
Okay. Cool.
I'd like to speak to them. We could, if they're ever in the UK or if they're ever in Europe, then come up to Edinburgh and we'll do something.
Well, we'll do something indeed.
Good to meet fellow cider brothers across the world.
Yes.
I even said hashtag international cider casters.
Nice. I like it. How big is cider in Australia?
By the sounds of things, bigger than we thought.
Because I've never heard of, do they make their own cider?
Yeah, I think they've got because in one of their shows, see, we're now into the realms of talking about other cider podcasts.
No, we're talking about Australian cider.
Talking about Australian cider, I think they've got, they do have a craft movement there, similar to you get, I think in the States and in Australia, you've got craft cider movements.
Hey, do you know what would be cool? Just on the subject, if they could send us some Australian cider, we'd be more than happy to send them back some Scottish cider.
Yeah, but...
Or even English cider, if they have to. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Send us some Australian cider, guys, and we'll send you some British cider, which isn't Carling. Some decent British cider. Some real cider.
Yeah, some good stuff.
Cool.
Any more for the show?
Not that I think so. I think that about wraps it up for this episode. Sorry, this portion.
This portion. Portion 15 of The Animal Side of You. I've enjoyed this show.
Good. Because we're dragging on a bit now.
Nice beer to find. Yeah, I've really dragged it on, haven't I? That's because I'm... So thank you for listening to The Edinburgh Side of You. Get in touch at the usual places and points, methods.
Uh-huh.
At Side of You on Twitter.
Uh-huh. What's the email address, Neil?
TheOrchard@sideofyou.com.
Well done.
It's a very easy email address to remember. You can actually get in touch with us via other email addresses. You can contact us specifically, neil@sideofyou.com. Or what's your specific email address?
Well, what do you think?
James@sideofyou.com.
So anyway.
So you can contact us at theorchard@sideofyou.com or james@sideofyou.com or neil@sideofyou.com or twitter@sideofyou.
Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.